What are some of the key issues in your mind that the legislature dealt with?
The biggies were school funding, of course. That was the number one. The pipeline, getting something started so that there could be a look at how are we going to be able to have a pipeline that we can actually deal with, pay for, and still have enough left over to make it economical. And actually, we met 25 times in I'm on resources, and we met 25 times just in that committee alone, working on that, sometimes three times a day.
What specifically were some of the triumphs, in your opinion, of this particular legislative session?
Well, I think that a lot of people felt that the school funding was a triumph, although I don't think it was enough. But we did get $300 million into the BSA over the next 3 years, and I think we'll find that that's not enough to meet the needs with all the increase, just inflation alone. A big thing is the increase. Teachers automatically get increases because of their contracts, and so that right there, even if the funding stayed the same, that is something that grows. The health insurance grows each time, and so does a lot of the other fixed, like utilities and whatnot. So there's a lot of things that grow automatically, and we want the money to reach the classroom so that it makes a difference for the kids. And we need to see reform. Although, when I say that, Southeast schools are pretty darn good schools. So I think Southeast schools, on the average, are better as far as their scores and whatnot, are much better than the schools in the rest of the state. And, of course, connected to the school in a roundabout way was the funding for the PERS and TERS that had to be taken care of because it just was growing exponentially every year, and we had to somehow get a handle on that. We put $3 million or $3 billion into that, so that was a huge, I think, a huge bonus that we were able to do that.
And sticking with education at this point, there was a push to get some public school money into private schools. I remember that you opposed that, is that correct?
I did, and the reason being is that right now we don't even have enough money to fund our regular schools. And before we start putting money into other schools, I would like to see our schools taken care of first. There were probably about five or six different constitutional amendments that were floating around, and people were trying to get passed, and not any of them passed.
And one of them was yours as well.
Right.
I was next going to ask you what were some of the biggest disappointments for you, and I'm assuming that's one of them.
Yeah, that was the biggest disappointment because, again, for the third time, got it to the Senate, and the Senate was agreeable at one time to get it passed, and so that was really exciting. And everyone that was for that was really, I had the votes in the Senate to pass it and everything. But I think that it got caught up in plans for next year, and so that didn't materialize. That was a big disappointment, because the biggest reason I'm disappointed in it, because I think Alaska needs a transportation infrastructure fund. We're one of the few states that doesn't have one, number one, and we have right now we have $20 billion backlog in our STIP projects, and we have about $700 million in deferred maintenance in our streets and in our roads, bridges, whatnot. And even when we have good times, when the money's rolling in, we don't get that done. So we obviously have to have something. The state needs to have something, because if we can't take care of that, people will leave the state.
And that was another question I was going to ask. You were kind of the push behind that effort, and with you not returning, is it just going to go away?
Well, I don't think so. I think we've got, I had actually in the House, I think there was 22 people that co-signed that bill with me. And so I don't think it will get left by the wayside. It was a real push. in the House, because a constitutional amendment takes two-thirds of the House, that would have taken 27 votes to get it passed, and we had 34. So that tells you that it was something that really everybody sees the need that's in Juneau. They really see the need. It's very difficult, though, for finance chairman especially, to give up that control. There's some money there that they would have to give up because it would be set aside just for transportation projects.
Can you explain what the amendment would have done?
Well, actually, the constitutional amendment would have only done one thing. It would have taken it a vote to the people to see if the state would say we will set aside certain money and it will only be used for transportation. Would you vote to have a dedicated fund for transportation? And at one time, we did have a dedicated fund when we were when the drafters of our state constitution got into when they were working on the constitution, they realized that we needed a dedicated fund, and we already had one. And so they grandfathered in two dedicated funds. So there was two funds, one for roads and one for water and harbors. Because they grandfathered those in, I feel very confident that that was something that they knew was needed and they wanted to continue.
Okay, and then it was removed?
It was removed when we, I can't remember the year, 1960-something, when we increased our gas tax. We increased it to 8 cents, and that was the highest gas tax in the United States. And people were thinking, oh, this is going to be wonderful, and we're going to have all this money, and we don't need it. Mm-hmm. And so now we are the lowest in the United States. I think there might be one that's lower. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited. I definitely will keep my eye out and help anyone that wants to do that because it's so important.
Any other triumphs and disappointments that you want to talk about?
Well, actually, just the capital budget alone was a triumph. There was talk about not having one, and I knew for our communities that would be devastating. We have to have a capital budget to keep, you know, that really means jobs all over. So that was kind of a fight for the ones that realized that. The legislators in Anchorage, there's enough of them that they can kind of get whatever they need and whenever they want and when they want it. But the rest of the state really realizes how important that is. And so there was a really big fight. I was really glad I was in leadership this time because that did make a difference. They told us, well, first of all, Bert and I met together and decided what was needed and he was going to get as much as he could put in. And then I just had to keep it in. Because there were people that were running around knowing, okay, we can't put any more money in it, so where can I get the money for my projects? So just keeping in what was already in was a real battle. I was real pleased because we ended up with almost $16 million for Ketchikan, $1.8 million for the shipyard. For the biomass heating project for the borough, it was $0.6 million. The marine industrial property development plan, they had $900,000. Oh, the public health deferred maintenance here in Ketchikan was $15,000. The youth facility got $132,000. I'm rounding these off. The youth facility got $2.2 million. The Deermont Street widening was $1 million, and the paving Herring Cove to the end of the road, that was $7.5 million. So altogether, it was almost $16 million, and Wrangell got $1.6 million, and I was real happy about that too because there just wasn't much. And for Prince of Wales, there was $500,000 for the IFA ferry. Let's see. The Swan Lake was $3.3 million. And then for Prince of Wales, there was, they for their emergency communications, they just don't know how that's needed yet. And there was $55,000 for a study to see exactly how it needs to progress and what's needed, so they have that safety factor over there. So it was a real fight and a real trying because of the shortage of money. So I'm hoping beyond hope that the initiative to defeat Senate Bill 21 does not pass, because right now, even if it passes, we're going to see probably 3 to 5 years of tight money. If that passes, that will probably extend to 5 to 10 years.
A lot of people are saying that SB 21 is the reason for the shortage in funds. So what's your answer to that?
Actually, if they go back and look at what was there before and what is there now because of SB 21, it's about the same amount of money. So it has not lost us money. However, if we don't get back on board, and you cannot lose money that you never get. And that's what we're looking at right now. And it always takes quite a while for businesses to start up again. And people are saying, oh, golly, there's lots of employment going on up there. And that is true. And they have increased, but a lot of it, in fact, the majority of it, is for maintenance, because our pipeline has gotten so that it's corroded very much, and a lot of those pipes need to be replaced, and a lot of the money that was spent up there is going toward that.
With you wrapping up your long career in the legislature, one thing I wanted to ask you is, if you were in charge of everything, imagine that, and you could make something happen, like one thing, and definitely that was going to happen, what would you choose?
If I had a magic wand, I think that our state needs to diversify and not depend so much on oil. And if I had a magic wand, I would probably get roads to resources, because we have a lot of different kinds of resources in this state, and our children are one of our biggest resources. I would have roads to those resources, because there's a lot of places that it's not economical to get those resources, because they have to fly things in and out because there's no roads. And so if I had a magic wand, I would make sure that we had infrastructure in this state so that business would come.
Are you going to be able to stay out of politics? This is something you've been doing for a long time.
It is, actually. It's been 20 years. My family has not cooperated at all. They have been saying, when are you going to quit? When are you going to quit? You know, and I have always thought, well, I'm just going to keep going because I really enjoy it. I think I made a difference. And but all at once, my grandchildren, mind you, my grandchildren, starting having children of their own. And just since December, we have had 3 new great-grandbabies, another one on the way. It made me think. It really made me think. I've missed so much with my grandchildren, and I don't want to miss. I'm given another chance with my great-grandchildren. So family is pulling harder than it ever has before. We're not leaving. We're going to stay here, but I'll just be able to make more trips back and forth.
But are you still going to keep your hand in somehow?
I don't know. I think I'll be a good encourager, and we'll see what happens. I don't have any plans right now to put my hand in anything except watch and encourage. But who knows?
You said you've enjoyed it all these years. What is it that you like about being a state representative?
Well, you know, even as a nurse, I really enjoyed helping people. And as a legislator, you do help people. I'm really big on my constituent work, and I feel that I've helped a lot of people in different ways with my constituent work. Maybe I'll just volunteer. You know, I enjoy doing things like that, so that might be an avenue that I'll look at.
Is there anything else you want to touch on?
Well, if anybody would like to throw their hat in the ring for the position of my legislative staff here in Ketchikan, and really think about going to Juneau, I would say give my office a call. And that in Wrangell, that number is 1-800 686-3824.